Ksubas chapter 12, Mishnah 3. Almana Sha'amra, if the widow said, if she loses me base bali, I don't want to move from my husband's house. So the husband passes away, and the widow says, I don't want to move out of the house. So Aina Yoshin Yechonin Loma, Lechila base Avichav Aznu Zanin Oisach. They can't say, go to your father's house and we'll maintain you over there. Ella Zanin Oisach base bala, Unoisnin La Madur Lefikavoda. They have to maintain her in the husband's house. She has a right to stay in the house, and they have to maintain her in the standard that she's used to, that her deceased husband used to maintain her in. Amrev, she says, if she loses me base Abba, if she says, no, I don't want to move from my father's house, meaning she wants to go live with her father. She doesn't want to live in her husband's house. She wants to go back to her dad's house. Yecholim hayoshim lo malas, then I can say to her, im at etzlanu yesh lichem zonis. If you stay with us, then you can have your maintenance. Vim ein at etzlanu, but if you leave us, ein lichem zonis, then we have no obligation to maintain you. So it's interesting because it's based on a principle here that he brings in the Karti, that the blessing of the house depends upon the number of people occupied. So if there are more people in the house, the fortune of the house shines brighter. It's an interesting thing. And therefore they want her in the house. It's like, it brings blessing to the house, to have her in the house. So they can prevent her from moving back to her father's house. If she claims, if she says that the reason she wants to go back to her father's house is because she's young, and they also young, right? And this is talking about children from previous marriages, etc. So it's like not appropriate for them to be living together in the same house. Then she can move back to her father's house, and she'll get maintained in her father's house, and they can't prevent her from doing that.